everyone, it's Kat Kruger, your DM at D20 Dames. We've got a special treat this week. As I mentioned last time, D20 Dames was invited to participate in Podcasts of Foes, where a number of actual play podcasts and streamers ran content from Mordenkainen's Tome of Foes, a Wizards of the Coast book that comes out this month. We'll actually be airing the full episode here on our feed next time, but in the meantime, you can head on over to the Dungeon Delve podcast where you can listen to it early. The full list of participating podcasts and streamers can be found at dnd.wizards.com. So, what do we have planned for this week, you might ask? Excellent question, dear listener. Remember how we did our first ever live show at Emerald City Comic Con back in March? Well, here it is in all its live glory. Surprise! Alright, so the dames are at Emerald Forest Adventure Con.
Oh!
Ooh.
Are we now?
So if you're unfamiliar with this Adventure Con, you have come here to delight in the annual convention that has to offer a whole bunch of things like wandering the merchant hall, purchasing needs for your adventuring. You can get autographs and portraits with celebrities like Volo, or Elminster, or Drizzt.
Wait, Volo is there?
Yeah. However, the newest addition to the convention is an attraction that you are in line for at the moment, and it's called Actual Dungeon.
Ooh.
So what it is a live dungeon crawl experience with none of the risk.
I totally believe that.
Have I ever lied to you? You guys, we're total pros at this point.
So inside this one-hour escape room adventure, you're going to do some puzzles and all sorts of different things. The combat here is non-lethal. And so you're at the front of the line and just sort of waiting in line to get into the adventure. And you get up to the front of it. Where you're greeted, you see right above the doorway is the motto for Actual Dungeon, and it says, Monsters, Magic, Mayhem. And you see the proprietor is this male dwarf, and he says, Hail and well-met adventurers! Welcome to the Actual Dungeon! Well, you'll experience all the thrill of a dungeon crawl with none of the risk. Safety guaranteed.
Is there an actual reward?
Indeed, there are. There's tokens, and with these tokens, you can redeem them at our booth.
Oh, okay, for some merch. Got it. Love it.
No, wait. But what's at the booth? Like, can I get some refreshments?
Cheese face flavor.
I believe you're looking for Actual Tavern.
Well, we'll do that one next after this. Okay.
Yeah. That one you don't have to escape from. You just stay.
So you've come here to experience this wonderful dungeon crawl that I've come up with, have you?
It would appear so. Apparently we don't get enough of this in our daily life.
Yeah, we want to make sure that the sound effects and the real effects are, you know, up to quality.
Yeah, we're QAQC.
Oh. All right. Well,
we should make a badge for that too.
Well, at Actual Dungeon, we had a Dritz Durden cosplayer say that Actual Dungeon gave me the skills I need to solve puzzles in the middle of combat. So you'll have that from this.
That's a quality skill.
That's actually, we've needed that in the past.
Riot's going to look around past her wings and see that, like, they're in line with probably mostly high school kids that are, like, getting extra credit for this in their adventuring class.
Or no one.
As you're speaking with Oscar, there's a group of adventurers who come out really eagerly and you know, talking about, oh, that was awesome. Yeah, that was such a great experience. It was, like, really cool, all the puzzles. Wait. And
Navarre suspects they might be plants. And she wants us to roll
an insight.
Yeah, to see if they're telling the truth.
Yeah, first roll.
Oh, 17 plus 2, 19.
They're legit, you know, thrilled that they had this experience. Granted, they, you know, they're a little on the young side.
Okay,
probably
still,
never really experienced an actual dungeon, but yeah.
All right.
So, so Oscar explains to you, you know, go in there, solve puzzles. There's non-lethal combat. Have the finest clerics on hand in case there's any accidents. Safety guaranteed.
Ooh, we've never had a cleric on an adventure with us before. This is good.
Do you need those? I mean, I've got my potions.
And as part of the experience, we have an assigned torchbearer for you.
What?
No, Roars has got this. It's fine.
Oh, okay.
Nah, you know, well, let's just do something fun and fancy for us, you know. It's like a spa day, but with, you know, someone that doesn't have dark vision.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, as
Rose tries not to be offended, like trying to not be offended.
For those who don't know, Rose has an automatic torch.
It turns on and off. Yeah. It's very efficient.
It's canon. If you listen to the episodes, you'll know.
Yes. Well, Oscar introduces you to this this young fellow comes out, and he's an Arakocra. He's an eagle humanoid. Very young male, wearing a red tunic and holding an unlit torch. And he's very eager. He's like, oh, gosh. Like, trying to, like, put his torch back and forth in his hands, and he's, like, putting them in his clawed
So he's
feet.
An eager eagle?
He is an eager eagle, indeed. Yes. Yeah. He's just stoked that he is going to be doing this for you.
Well, since it's unlit... Navarre looks to Rose. Rose, maybe you could do the honors.
Wait.
Oh, gosh. Wow. Did I do that? Oh, this is amazing. Hi, I'm Urk.
Hi, Urk.
This is my first torch-bearing mission. So I hope I did a good job. There's a review card at the end. So, you know, if you could, you know... Do me a favor and just let me know. I'm always interested in improving, you know, my torch bearing, you know, the way that I hold the torch, the brightness. So just, like, let me know, okay?
Oh, yeah.
You need a dimmer, brighter. I'm good, okay?
Just good job.
First job.
Okay. Gob.
Good gob, Miss Molly. Just don't burn yourself, okay?
Yeah.
Because we don't. Oh, I guess we have a cleric now. Or we have potions.
They're in there somewhere.
Yeah, they're somewhere, yeah.
Oh, no, no, I won't burn myself. I'm a professional.
Apparently you're not. I mean, you just told us you were. I don't want to split feathers or anything.
Please don't. I notice you have a bird fellow with you. Hello there.
Quoth doesn't say anything.
Not much of a talker, hey? Okay, well, you want to follow me? Wait, no, we have to... You have to roll for initiative first so that you can have your numbers assigned.
Oh. Okay.
So how realistic.
Are we presented with dice?
Yeah, do I get
do
like
we
a,
pull them out of our pouches?
Hello, my initiative is
you
5.
You roll a giant.
Three. 3 is 6.
I get to reroll.
Are you guys? It's gotta land somewhere.
Prepare thyselves.
8 plus 11.
Good,
right.
good hands.
Here
we go. Ready? I'm sure I almost fell in.
Cocked. Okay.
18. Oh, snap. It's way better than my roll.
Thank you. 20.
We won't do it.
20. All right.
Navarre goes first.
So we are recording this. So for reference for us, there was a giant plush purple dice that was just tossed around in the audience.
I'm never gonna roll dice any other way now.
So Oscar comes along and he gives you these little like numbered aprons that you can put on for your initiative. And
is it black? This is a very important question for Navarre.
No, these ones are green.
She definitely rolls her eyes and puts it on with a little bit of disgust.
Can you remind Riot of the order?
So Navarre
You.
Riot Rose. That's not necessarily your marching order. That's just your initiative for when you get in there. Yeah.
Okay. Do we send our torchbearer first?
Oh, yeah. So Eric very eagerly ushers you forward. He's holding his torch really high up in the darkened mm-hmm. hallway. And you keep heading down this dark hallway, perfectly lit by his torch.
Okay.
As you follow him, he just lets out these, like, chirps as he's holding his torch up. He's, like, really excited. He's and then you get to the end of the hallway, and it opens up to this 15-foot square room. And against the eastern wall is a large wooden desk. And as you enter the room, it's sort of filled with this fantasy music. It's piped in there. And you enter the room, and the door, like, sort of slams behind you.
I'd like to check to see what the branding is for this door.
Want to do an investigation?
Yeah, I would like to do an investigation. Oh, gosh. One, but not natural.
Unclear. Very unclear. Yeah.
Is it dark? Can I not read it?
No. There's a torch. Eric is like right there with you, helping you. Like, he's holding it.
It's too bright. That's what it is. It's too bright. Excuse me, Eric. I can't.
Riot's going to go over to the desk and start like just opening up desk drawers. Just doesn't even like. Just trying to see if there's anything
there
in the desk.
Not even looking. Just
doing yeah, this. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just kind of like making music. It's like a stomp session. Yeah.
Excellent. So Urk is just off to the side, and he's just like, you know, super stoked, and the music's playing, and then the music skips, and he's like, that's a little odd, and then it keeps playing again, and then he's just like, oh, okay, and then an incorporeal voice comes into the room, and it recites this riddle.
No.
From these weapons three, our heroes must choose wisely: the enduring strength of impenetrable stone, the resilience of parchment to transcribe what is known, or the sharpness of shears that cuts to the bone. You have 10 seconds to make your weapon known.
Right, pulls out her fist and goes, I know this game.
Maris, collect thyself. Shoot. Wait, you have to say stone, parchment, shears, shoot. Okay.
Yeah. Ready?
Stone, parchment, shears, shoot.
All right,
what's
so.
What's up?
Nope, I got.
We're going to use the DM! Well.
All right, so you defeat. So Rose, maybe just tell us what you did.
Rose went with parchment, being a monk.
Apparently, Navarre and Riot each grabbed for the shears and were wrestling with them.
And the image of a stone comes up from the table. So Rose, you are not affected by what happens next.
No. Oh no.
Do the other two get like a nice chocolate or cheese treat? Like, what kind of effect are we talking about?
Maybe an ale.
All of a sudden, above Riot and Navarre, the ceiling just kind of opens up, causing a whole bunch of stones to fall down on you.
Rocks fall.
So you're going to have to make a dexterity saving throw for me.
Okay, all right.
13.
20, but not natural.
All right. So Navarre, you managed to jump out of the way. And
dramatically choosing your dice. Yes. I see.
Choosing the weighted dice, probably.
No. We don't normally get to see her roll. This is exciting.
Also really intimidating.
All right, so Riot, you take 8 points of damage.
Non-lethal from the rocks. Damage.
Non-lethal damage. Mm-hmm. No, it is. It actually hurts.
Yeah.
Oh God.
And Navarre, you take half that.
Oh. Almost got away.
And sadly,
Oh, no.
Eric, did things get too rocky?
You see off to the side, Irk. I think Rose, maybe you got the better view of it because, you know, you're taking in all these rocks coming down. But yeah, the ceiling opens up above Irk, and he just like this landslide of stones just covers him, and he's all you see left is this, his little winged tips of fingers holding up the torch, and it's just like waggling. So Irk is buried under these stones at this moment.
Is he alive, or does it matter?
Well, I mean, I guess it depends on how you feel about Irk.
I was just asking. Don't you need to judge me for asking?
All right. I would actually like somebody wearing a red shirt.
Is anyone wearing a red shirt?
Dressed like Irk?
Is there red back there?
No, people have learned you don't wear red shirts. it's not safe.
I just got that.
So we're going to get an audience member to roll for a death savings throw for Irk.
Oh, no pressure. His life depends on you.
I know, no pressure or anything.
Oh, can I ask what your name is?
Oh, Raven.
No!
Her name is Raven. This is
Show us your birth certificate.
You determine if you listen.
I know.
Okay. Are you the Raven Queen? Are you coming to take Irk away?
It's his time.
Thank you very much for doing that.
Thank you.
All right, so Raven unfortunately rolled a 3, so he's got 2 more chances at this. What would you like to do? You know, the stone sort of like disappears from the imagery.
But the stones are still on him.
Yeah, the real stones are on him. But the stone that you had fought has disappeared, and you sort of hear like a tick 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 tick.
Oh no!
I think we need to play again.
Do
we play again?
We could go help him first and then play again.
How about we help the little eaglet?
Okay. All right.
So we're gonna run over there.
Yeah. So we'll start moving the stones.
Okay. So he's unconscious, but he's like somehow managed to
hold the torch.
Like it's just your will.
Rose gives him a pat on the shoulder.
Riot puts one of the rocks under his head like a pillow, and be like, "This is what I used to do."
When you're knocked out in the dungeon.
When you're knocked out in the dungeon. And then eventually you hear the voice come up again, and it says, "From these weapons 3, our heroes must choose wisely. The enduring strength of impenetrable stone, the resilience of parchment to transcribe what is known, or the sharpness of shears that cuts to the bone. You have 10 seconds to make your weapon known."
All right.
Parchment, stone, shears.
I didn't even want to do the same thing, but I did.
All right, so the DM gets scissors. What did everybody else get?
Rose stuck with parchment.
Yeah, Riot tried to grab that piece of paper too and got a paper cut.
I actually got the scissors this time.
All right, so, actually, I forgot in the last turn. Before Rose, you actually noticed that there's a token at your feet.
Oh.
From the last round. Do you want to say what it is?
It is a little token that says... Oh, wait, which side of it?
It's a wooden token.
Oh. The foresty side.
It says EFAC 2018, actual dungeon with little tree.
Cute.
I will get you to roll for that in a second, but I'm going to... Actually, no, I'm going to get you to roll for it now because it turns into an object.
Oh, I get to find out what the object is.
I need you to roll a d12.
That's not 12. That's 12. 8 plus anything.
Nothing. So you pick it up, and it turns into a lantern.
Good job, Rose.
Just what you needed.
Okay.
From what you understand of this, though, upon looking at it, it's actually a fireball that's trapped in the lantern. So it's a lantern of fireball. So what you know is it can cast a bright light within a 30-foot radius. As an action, it can be smashed, but when you do, it causes some serious damage. Anybody in the radius will need to make a dexterity saving throw, or the target will take 8d6 fire damage.
Nice.
So
this looks useful, but I don't think
that was actually submitted by Peter Foote on Facebook. Before we started this adventure, I actually put a call out on social media to get people to submit items. So that's Peter's submission there. All right. Cool. So fast forward.
to the next
little trap that you've triggered. So Navarre, nothing happens to you. But Rose and Riot, all of a sudden from the floor.
Wait, we don't get to roll for that.
From the floor, there are these like blades that kind of come up and attack you. And I need you to make a dex saving throw.
Okay.
That dice
is getting.
Shamed.
What happened, Rose?
That was a 7.
Ooh, okay. So, Rose,
it's like the operating theater, watching someone get cut up in front of us.
You take 12 slashing damage.
Oh, okay.
And then the blades just withdraw. All right, so, Urk is still unconscious. Some of you have taken some damage. You hear the tick, 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 tick going again.
Does anyone have medicine?
No, you do.
Well, I mean, I have a potion. Can I pour it in his mouth? Okay, I uncork the potion and open his beak awkwardly and pour it in.
Riot rubs his throat to make sure it goes down.
Oh gosh, that wasn't supposed to happen.
We definitely helped you right away as soon as all those rocks fell.
It's kind of why we're really bringing nice it people. Up. Thank you. I guess there aren't any clerics around. I don't know what's going on here. And then the voice starts again. And it repeats the same thing. And you have 10 seconds to make your weapon known.
Right. Stone, parchment, shears, shoot. Yeah.
There is a wizard standing before you because you are not playing rock, paper, scissors. You are playing rock, paper, scissors, wizard. So now there is this
hob expansion set?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't kickstart that.
So before you is this hobgoblin mage. He's, for anybody who's not familiar with hobgoblins, they're larger, stronger, slightly smarter goblinoid type creatures. He's got this ruddy skin, flowing cape with black flowing hair, looks really fierce. He's got like the belt of potions and pouches, and he declares, "I am Odious Ogden, the Scourge of Scardale, and you shall meet my wrath." And I need to roll initiative for this guy.
Navarre's also side-eyeing
actually,
him. just doing like the who wore it better, obviously Navarre.
Ryan's looking around because she's like, "Oh, you said wrath, not wraith. I'm sorry. I just thought we were being nice."
I require a wizard in the audience to roll this dice. I see a wizard.
Oh, there's actually a wizard. Is a wizard. Nice.
It's Taco from TV.
What are the odds that there would be a wizard in the audience, guys?
Pretty good.
Yep. Oh, can I get your name?
Emily.
It's Emily, who's also Taco.
11.
All right, excellent. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Taco.
All right, what's your dexterity? Modifier, sorry.
Plus three.
All right.
Everyone else can just see like a pause screen, so it just looks like we're breathing in a video game, like waiting, kind of like shifting around and moving. Or the start screen. Yeah.
All right.
That awkward like walk in the
not moving.
Slightly midair.
So, Navarre, you can go first.
All right. Well, Navarre's going to do her favorite as a warlock, and she's just going to go ahead and Eldritch Blast him right in the face. Let's see.
Your friends are hurt.
Ooh, that would be a 22.
That hits.
Sweet. Nope, I lied. It's a 10.
That's an 8. No, that is a 12.
No, I know, but I need to roll a 10.
Oh, you need to roll a 10. Okay.
I was trying to cheat.
So many witnesses. Well,
actually, go back to the 12.
Yeah, seriously. That's 7 damage.
Oof. So this whole blast sort of goes through him, and he's, even though he's an illusion, he actually has like form. So it injures him, but he's still up. And he just sort of, rah! You will feel my wrath. And Riot, it's your turn.
Cool. Riot pulls out her glaive and says, "You hurt Urk. I think you're a jerk." And then just like slashes at him.
Oh. She tries to slash at him.
Can we put in like a fart noise or a crit one?
Oh, nice. Maybe Urk was just like really excited in the background. He's like, "Oh, yes. Yeah, thanks. Oh, that's awesome." And he just distracted you. Yeah.
Cool. So I don't harm myself.
No.
Not this time.
No, okay. Not this
time. Not in this time.
All right, so Odious Ogden gets to go next. And let's see what he's going to do here. He eyes Navarre, who looks very warlock-like, and he is going to try to take her out. So he is going to roll up his wizardy sleeves.
Navarre's going to do the same, just because.
AC 17. And then these scorching rays come out at you from his hands.
Like that.
Ooh. And you take 12 points of damage.
It's really hot in here.
You will not escape here alive. The clerics are gone.
Why?
For the narrative, Rose.
Hey, I'm just an illusion. I don't ask the questions. All right. It's Urk's turn, and he has no ability to do anything, so he just like sort of waves his little torch, trying to give you guys better lighting on this guy.
He's got his rock pillow.
Yeah.
You can't.
And he's just like dancing around. All right, I got this. Do you need it more? Do you need a better lit? This is good? Yeah? Okay.
How about a ring light? Just for
a selfie.
He's a beauty light.
So he does that whole thing where you have a little sparkler and just like swirls it around in a circle. Rose, it's your turn.
I would like to use my Fist of Unbroken Air to push the pile of rocks at this mage illusion.
All right. Go do it.
Okay. Actually, I forgot how to do this. I think you just have to roll I think it just happens and you have to roll a saving throw, which is B against 12.
Okay. dodges out of the way. Deftly within his, flowing hair, just kind of billows behind him magically.
That's a good. How do you get your illusion to do that?
he just repeats the line that he said before. He's like, I am just an illusion. Nevar, it's your turn.
All right, so since he decided to use his Scorching Ray, Navarre's going to use her Ray of Frost. you know, two can play at this game. Fire v. Ice. Let's see if this hits. 6 plus, so 11? Please?
Plus 2 for politeness.
So, people at home, I'm getting like the glossy eyed, like Puss in Boots look over here. And unfortunately, there are numbers here that you have to roll against, and you didn't make it.
He's just an illusion. At her staff he can't be
persuaded by cuteness.
Yes, so dodges out of the way of this ray.
Is Quoth going to do anything?
True. If you're actually, we have forgot to roll for Quoth. JK. 9 plus...
Well, have to, if you want to put him in
there. Yeah, I'm rolling his initiative.
Okay.
It's 11.
All right.
So how he come will call... everybody else in my party got better initiative? Man! I didn't take the caffeinated tea this morning.
What's his dex modifier?
2.
All right. Right, you're next.
Great. She's going to swipe again with her glaive, although now that she's heard him mention he's an illusion, she's wondering if it will do anything. But 9.
he kind of like shimmies to the side and you just miss. Like you might like swipe against his fancy glowing.
Cool, I'm really helpful. Great. Just kind of like steps back.
And now we're both in our waiting pose.
All right, so he just laughs you off and he's going to turn his attention to Riot here.
I should have prepared a reaction.
Oh, actually, he's. I need you to do a wisdom saving throw.
Go for your brain.
Reaches his hand out.
12. Riot reaches her hand out. Hey, you wanna dance? I saw how you kind of sat shade around my glaive,
and you are paralyzed like that.
Oh. All around her.
Here, you wanna move my body? I bet it's isolated to my torso.
All right, so it's Quoth's turn now.
Okay, Quoth has his signature move where he's gonna fly off Navarre's shoulder, swoop up, become like a nice little V aerodynamic shape, and dive bomb this wizard right between the eyes. I mean, that's what he usually does.
That's what he tries to do.
He doesn't always make it, though, so...
That's 7?
Completely misses. Maybe it's the... He's distracted.
It is an illusion.
Yeah, distracted by the flowing, billowing hair of this magician. I'm not sure.
Is Hobgoblin sexy? What's happening here?
And again, Urk is just sort of repositioning. Now he's come over to Riot because she looks like she needs more help than everybody else. He's like...
She's really well lit.
She's actually now...
Actually, Navarre might stop and sketch her.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, Riot looks like she could be a, like, torch... sconce. Just stick the torch in her hand and just let her be the torch bearer.
If you say that out loud, Urk is going to just be like holding his torch like really close. Like, that's my job.
It is. You're doing a great job, Urk.
All right.
Urk. Yes.
All right. And Rose. It is your turn.
It is my turn. Okay, when we came in, you described a table. Is there anything else in this room?
It's just the table
objects. What kind of puzzle room is this?
You're going to have to take that up with the proprietor.
I will. I'm going to be talking to...
You're still arguing with that illusion?
Maybe. I remember I chose parchment twice. Are there actually weapons on that table?
On the table is it's ink and pen. There's a shiny stone. There's shears with a lock of hair, and there's a wand.
What color is the hair?
It's reddish.
Oh. Okay. I have no idea what to do with that. I have an idea. I'd like to pick up these shears and rush at this illusion and try to cut his hair.
Okay.
Oh. Nice.
Yes. Do it.
Samson Delilah thing here.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
I don't know what I have to do against this.
Like, you run with scissors.
I run with scissors.
Oh, no. Children, if you're listening at home, do not do this at home. What did you roll?
If we're going to be using my martial arts skill, this would have been a 21.
Yeah, you get up there and you snip that hair right off, off that. And he's just surprised, but he doesn't actually... Nothing actually happens. Did you want to like take another monk action?
Yeah, I'd like to use my bonus action to stab him with the shears.
Do it.
If he can be styled, he can be hurt.
Okay, so that would be 14.
That hits.
Okay, and
so he's like grappling with the fact that you've just taken off all of his flowing, billowing hair, and he's really
pissed.
Yes.
Oh, that's okay. I only do 4 damage. 4 damage.
All right.
And then I use my remaining key point to quickly disengage.
All right. So he just sees you flurry in there, rush in with your pair of scissors, snip his hair off. It just falls to the ground in this flowing, billowing black. You know, lots of locks of hair, and then he gets stabbed in the neck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then you disengage, and Navarre, it's your turn.
Still around?
He's still around.
This guy.
It was only like, 4 points of damage.
A hint. Okay, so Navarre's gonna undo her braid and like whip her hair around like so it looks like, you know, really amazing. And then I am while she Well, she sends a chill touch his way.
All right.
Oh, she spent way too much time with that hair.
You got your fingers caught in the hair.
Welcome to D20 Dames. We like to roll ones.
It's actually
like.
D1 Dames.
There's a reason why our tagline is misadventure awaits.
Welcome to our first and last live show. Yeah. Yeah.
Basically, you try to hit him with it, and he's like, he just coincidentally has gone down to pick up his hair.
Cool. She's gonna whip her hair over her shoulder and brush it off like nothing happened.
Oh yeah.
He wasn't trying to do anything. What?
How's your arm doing, Riot? You ready?
It's great. It's super warm.
Would you like to do a wisdom saving throw to see if you're no longer paralyzed?
What's a 10 gonna get me?
Awesome.
Sadness. Actually, you're gonna get like really great tone and definition.
Yeah. All
right.
We're gonna give you another dice for that next saving throw.
So the wizard has collected his hair and he's shaking his head. I'm an illusion, but. And he's just looking at his hair like it's dawning on him that he's not actually an illusion at this point. So he's going to attempt to get back at Navarre. So
does he need a roll to have an existential crisis?
I think maybe he means he's delusioned.
Well, I got it.
Thank you.
AC 13 doesn't hit Navarre, right?
No, it doesn't.
All right, so let's say he's like grasping onto his hair in one hand and he's having this existential crisis and he's just like half-heartedly trying the scorching ray and it just doesn't work.
Let it go, man. Just rock that look. Just embrace it.
All right. So it's Quoth's turn.
Quoth's turn. All right. He was still kind of flying up in the air nearby, so he's going to do his signature move again, see if it actually hits this time. And Navarre tells him telepathically, Quoth, focus! Oh, that was so narrowly. Whew, okay, that's a 17.
That definitely hits, so...
So he dives bomb down and he goes right between the eyes.
Right between the eyes, and there's like this droplet of blood that comes down between his eyes, and the wizard is like, he taps on his forehead and realizes there's actual blood coming out of the actual wizard. And
yeah, how's that one damage
really,
feel?
Yeah, you're really messing with his brain now. And Urk is just chirping really excitedly behind you because you're actually getting some damage on this mage, and he's just like, oh, this is so exciting. I've never seen this happen before. When the music stopped, and then all of a sudden, you know, I was under rocks, and then this happened. This is amazing. Ah, okay. Rose, it's your turn.
I'd like to light the edge of his cape on fire. We're just going to continue with this existential, like, okay. You are not an illusion. So that was a 17 plus 5, 22, but I don't know what I was rolling for.
That you just make him.
I just have
the elemental attunement, so I can just do that.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, his the edge of his cloak starts lighting up on fire, and so now he's like got hair in one hand, he's got the edge of his cloak in another hand.
Would you like to revisit my question of why?
And as you say that, all of a sudden, you sort of hear this, and a secret door sort of opens on the northern wall.
Your favorite.
Navarre's eyes go really wide.
And the mage sort of disappears, and Oscar Burrowfound comes in, and with him are two Emerald Forest Adventure Con enforcers. He's got one cleric with him. Riot is no longer paralyzed.
She starts doing power stances. She's like, oh, I would have done so much damage.
And Oscar is just like, oh my goodness, I don't know what happened. The magic that was keeping everything in check, it failed, obviously. Is everyone all right in here? The magic, we've restored it. Do you need a cleric?
Yes. If you've got some cuts.
I do need an ale, because you lied to me, so you owe me at least one flagon.
Absolutely, absolutely. Oh.
Tokens for actual tavern?
Well, yeah, we also earned about 80 tokens, but they didn't all show up.
Maybe do a persuasion check?
Jen picks up a different d20.
It's not one.
13. She waggles her eyebrows. Huh? Huh? Oh, I meant...
Yeah, okay. So he's, like, fishing out all these tokens. 80. Hey, oh.
18. I'm sorry. Did I?
18. 18. Okay. Yes, of course. Absolutely. 18 tokens. And here, come along with me. Oh, Urk, you look... Cleric, you need to take care of him. Here. And he brings you up front, and he's, like, giving you, like, Emerald Forest Adventure Con tunics and some free passes to another actual dungeon adventure.
Great!
Yes, that's what we wanted.
Very apologetic. Again, so sorry. Next time, it's on us. Safety guaranteed.
Navarre's definitely rolling her eyes.
Do I get to use any of these in the merchant alley? Are they redeemable?
They are redeemable. Your token, I actually...
The little fireball lantern
that
I forgot I had.
It immediately turns back into the token because the magic has failed. But
the magic already failed.
Because you do have this token and it's sort of like weirdly magically charged, I want you to roll the giant plush D20. And if you hit a 20, you get to keep it.
Oh.
Press. Oh, so close.
Can everyone jump?
Not a one.
So it reverts back to a wooden token. But yeah, so you have successfully completed.
Successfully?
I mean, our level of success,
Yeah.
You might want to call the authorities on some fella named Odious Ogden. He seemed very intent on just getting revenge for something.
Oh, no, that's an NPC that was written into the game.
Lots of side eye happening.
Well, Urk's not going to be in trouble, is he? Because he did his darndest, and we definitely, like Navar said, we helped him right away,
immediately.
It's kind of why I'm bringing it up.
My own potion, even.
Oh gosh, yeah, they sure did. Thanks. I hope I lit your path properly and adequately, and that you have. You had a great adventure. Thank you for healing me with that delicious potion.
Riot gets it, and she starts to pull out the comment card. Okay, yeah.
And he's just passing them along to the others, like.
Like you're an adorable.
All right, yeah. Yes. Fill out the comment card.
Yeah. All right,
suggestions.
So we
reinforce magic protection.
Don't quit your day job.
Aww.
With a smiley.
See, this is the student.
It's his job.
But you know, that is student his day volunteer.
Job, so, yeah, he's going to take that up. Come
that's,
on, guys.
Yeah, that's his day job. So, he's like.
This is how he gets free passes to the convention.
Backhanded compliments. It's Navar style.
All right, so we're going to wrap it up now because I know we need to clear out for the next session. But yeah, you have successfully
not died.
Completed the adventure that I've called Safety Guaranteed, and that is going to show up on the DM's Guild after we actually hopefully air this episode.
Yeah,
and we'll fingers crossed.
And we will probably include some of the art from our artists, and we will definitely put it online and on Twitter under D20 Dames. And
hey, it's Kat again. Hope you enjoyed our surprise episode. We had a blast recording that live show at Emerald City Comic Con earlier this year. I want to give a very special shout out to everyone who sent in loot items for the show. Congratulations to those who made it into the final adventure, which I'll be posting to DM's Guild shortly after the episode airs. The winning entries mostly came from Twitter, thanks to One Red Cat Media, Dedicious, Wacky Girl, Starry Rose 94, Dr. Kara, Sparkus Clark, Alpha Stream, Pyrokleptomanic, Teo_Acosta, Sidewalk Runner, Lord Neptune, and last but not least, Peter Foot on Facebook, whose Lantern of Fireball made it into the live show recording. We'd also like to thank the artists who created live drawings during the ECCC show. Cal McDonald, Joe Pimentina, and Kara Leopard brought the characters to life. You can find their drawings on our Twitter and Instagram accounts. We're so thankful to our listeners and for all the love you've shown us. Between episodes, we really enjoy chatting with you on social media, so you can find all our links at d20dames.com. Anyway, that's it for now. Until next time, misadventure awaits.
D20 Dames is a production of Misadventure Awaits. Music by Middle Essence. Support us on Patreon at patreon.com/d20dames.